Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 26th of September. In overnight social media posts, US President Trump has imposed tariffs on US buyers of a range of foreign-made products. Vanities have been declared a national security issue, along with soft furnishings, other furniture, and heavy trucks. The long-awaited tariff on imported pharmaceuticals has also been announced at 100%. There are different consequences from these moves. The national security crisis around furniture comes on top of existing tariffs. Furniture inventories were built up dramatically in March of this year, and they have been underperforming trend since then, indicating that those furniture inventory stockpiles have been drawn down. It's little surprise that furniture price inflation has risen. Furniture import prices, before tariffs, have increased all year. Consumer price inflation for furniture turned from a negative rate to positive. It's also noticeable that domestically made furniture has been increasing in price this year at the producer price level. However, furniture tends to be a durable good, and so consumers are less aware of price changes. Consumption patterns also shifted this year. Democrats and Republicans have exhibited different relationships with decorating. Earlier this year, there tended to be abnormally high demand in Democrat-leaning states, indicating perhaps a front-running of consumption, and consequently greater indifference to furniture tariffs being imposed now. But this was not the case in Republican-leaning states. Pharmaceutical products are a different issue. The 100% tariff applies to branded products, not to generic products, and exemptions are promised to those who build factories in the United States. It will rather depend on how much that exemption is spin or substance. Many pharmaceutical companies have factories in the United States, and a gesture of undertaking construction or repurposing existing plans could perhaps relatively easily be made. Exempting generic drugs means that many US consumers will not be affected, but the manufacturers of branded drugs do tend to have pricing power because of the nature of the product. Demand will tend to be less sensitive to the price. Yesterday's US GDP data did revise consumption numbers higher, and today we get the August personal consumer expenditure data. The consumption revisions do signal that US households, or at least some US households, have the resources to maintain consumption, even as prices rise and real incomes slow. This has been the story all year. Middle income and, increasingly important, higher income households can maintain consumption by reducing their savings rate, utilizing their stock of savings, or accessing credit. However, the positive news on consumption is not necessarily a strong indicator for the US consumer. The upside revisions were concentrated into a relatively narrow range of categories. Half the upward revisions were about more foreign travel, more spending on financial service charges, presumably related to the rising equity market, transport services, and furniture. As already suggested, furniture spending fell, but it fell less than originally supposed, which accounts for the upward revision. The US consumer signal so far is managing to maintain living standards, but not perhaps in quite so robust a manner as a cursory reading of the headlines might suggest. Elsewhere, Japan's Tokyo September consumer price inflation data was notably lower than expected. Using international definitions of a core inflation rate, the core measure dropped to almost 1% year over year. There has been quite a lot of uncertainty about the likely reaction function of the Bank of Japan, and this evidence of disinflation forces is not likely to help with clarification. From Europe, the European Central Bank survey of inflation expectations are due, but with investor expectations of the ECB relatively firm, that offers less interest. The US consumption data will, of course, include the personal consumer expenditure deflator and the highly politically polarized Michigan consumer sentiment data final reading will also have highly politically polarized inflation expectations as part of its suite of numbers. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.